Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Nothing But the Truth. Yes, yes. This is a recap of basically what we was going to talk about the show today. And right here today, I brought in Shell, a.k.a. the First Lady. Let me bring her in real quick here.
I just want to give my response to last week's show about the perfect person. My answer to this question is that I don't feel there's one person out there for us when it comes to what we want in a relationship because we are picky. And especially when it comes to matters of the heart, you got to make sure that the person matches your qualifications. There are so many things I look for in a guy, and as I weigh my options, I find that a guy can't have everything I want except for one thing. And what he lacks, another guy makes up by having it. I think this is why we're never satisfied with our relationships. We try to perfect each other. That's good for fairy tales, but in reality, there is no perfect person. I think you can get pretty damn close to it, but that's it. We all have faults that we bring into relationships. We all fuss, and we all fight at some point in them. And I know for damn sure, when you look up the definition of a perfect relationship in the dictionary, fussing and fighting is nowhere in it. If we learn to accept that there's no perfect man or woman, we won't be so hurt when breakups occur and when arguments start. From what I've seen, the ones that claim that relationships are so perfect are the ones that have the most problems. But, yeah, that perfect man and woman thing, that's just BS to me. If we accept each other for what we have and what we lack, that's when the close to perfect relationship starts. And that's how I feel about it. And if you have another opinion or you want to share your view on it, call into the show. The number is 646-716-7911.
Okay. Yeah, see, I mean, that's a female's perspective right there. You see what she's saying, but, I mean, they won't take our word for it, Shell. They're going to be like, what if they don't know what they're talking about, and then they're going to find that the hard way.
Well, sometimes people learn better when they go through it, so.
Yeah.
We try to help them through our experience, but some people have to experience it for themselves.
Yeah. Give
them a heads up so they'll know.
Yeah. And speaking on that, during the show, I guess last week's show or the off branch of it used to be called Midnight Oil, but I had to change that because no one was coming on around the midnight, so I call it Falling Men. A caller called in, and you heard of him. You know, he was talking about his problems and stuff, and it seemed like his homeboy was lacking this stuff, you know, what we were basically saying about you going to find out on your own. Yeah, I think he's about to. I'm about to play a clip for everyone to listen to real quick, and we're going to answer his question. I'm going to answer it here. I'm going to answer it on the other show. I don't know exactly where he's at, but I'm going to look out for him real quick. If everyone can just hold on with me for 1 second, I'm going to play that clip for y'all, and everyone's going to be like, it ain't real, but it is real because I didn't know how this person got in touch with me, but, hey, things happen. Let's see. Let me see if I can open it up here. Here it goes. 3, 2, 1. The computer a little slow, but it's coming. Just load it up. And again, if you, here it goes.
Hey, man, I just seen your show, man. I got a problem, man. I got a roommate, man. I've been friends with him for a long ass time. You know, he got this one broad. She's just worthless. She's a worthless broad. She got three kids, one of them his. But, you know, he keep it 100. He try to keep it 100 with her, but half the time he don't. He's always running around with all these broads. You know what I'm saying? And this bitch ain't trying to do nothing, man. And he ain't really simping, you know, buying that bitch stuff. And, I mean, actually he is a little bit. Man, I keep telling him he got to get rid of this broad, but he won't get rid of this broad. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. He in love with the pussy. He associate his son with being in love with the broad. The broad ain't no good, man. How can I give him some good games so he can get rid of this broad, man? How about your boy, man? My name is Johnson, and it's 239 the number, 821-5349, man. How about your boy, man?
And hold on, I think we got someone coming in. I think it's Ashley. Hold on.
Greetings, Luke. How are you?
Hey, Ashley! Yeah, did you
hey,
hear about...
Hey, Ashley.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I actually just got off the airplane, and I got your message.
Okay. Yeah. We just got finished playing the God. It was basically complaining about his friend because his friend is messing up. But before we even get in that, we want to get your perspective on what is the perfect person. Is there such thing?
Well, see, according to Ashley Charleston, I don't know, the definition of a perfect person is just, it's very hard to come by a perfect person. Because for me, I think you have to have that perfect person according to you. And when I say according to you, what might be perfect for me might not be perfect for another sister. And then with that said, too, now we got to realize, I guess there's different degrees of perfect. And when I say different degrees of perfect, like that, he was my match made in heaven perfect, or, you know, I can work with him perfect.
Yes, that's true right there, because like me and Shell were talking about, a lot of people act like they don't want to listen when we're trying to tell them, look, you're not, let's be realistic, the world's not perfect, America's not perfect, we're living in a society that's not even close to perfect. So what makes you think you're going to get the perfect person? And it's, I can. You're like, boom, I don't know what you own, but hey, stay away from me with that.
And my thing, too, especially if you know you're not perfect to begin with, you know, we all fall short. We all got an issue sometimes. You know, we got that piece of cake we should have put down. You know, we got that word we should have said. So it's like, as long as you can work with it, then who am I to say anything else? You know, about it. But I know I haven't found that person I could, you know, really work with yet, or at least that can work with me yet.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. And, you know, that's another issue right there, another phenomenon that's going on. People will settle for someone they know is not perfect for them, but not even really good for them. It's like they might be on a certain level above them as of where they want to be at, where they want to go, but they pick this one person. And this happened particularly with some of the ladies, too, I know, because one girl was telling me I should get back up with my ex. I said, well, why did you break up with your ex? Oh, because he stopped calling me, and he started talking to other girls. So you going to go back with him? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of lonely. Mm-hmm. And you know
that's
what goes
the problem these days, because females, they're too afraid to be alone. They have to learn you can't be with anybody if you can't learn to be independent.
Preach.
That's true. And I'm saying myself, you know, if you're alone like that, look, join an organization or something, be buddies with someone, but don't waste your time and then go through all that emotional baggage. A lot of guys don't carry that alone, but I know a few guys to do that. I had one of my friends that did that. He still can't get over the girl for what she did. But I'm like, you knew what she was before you got into it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, unfortunately, not to sound cliche, but, you know, you got to love yourself.
Yeah, that's true,
too. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And, you know, unfortunately, people get blinded by certain things. You know, we can name the obvious stuff, you know, sex, you know, money, looks. And at the end of the day, it's like, Dad,
And then when they get into a relationship, they think that they can change the person and mold them into what they want them to be, but a person's not going to change if they don't want to.
That's true.
You know, that's very true. You know, I have so many girlfriends who they're like, well, you know, I'm all right with being by myself. I'm all right with, you know, trying to strengthen, you know, women. But then you got the other half where it's like, dang, I don't know if I'm, you know, strong enough for this. You know, that brother was 6'7", you know, 210 pounds, you know, 15 pounds, whatever, good looking. And at the end of the day, what are you left with? Nothing.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just a piece of somebody.
Yeah. And, yes, everyone, if you want to get in on the show, again, like I said, call at 646-716-7911 and put your thoughts on the air. Or you can just listen as well, you know. You don't have to come on here if you don't want nothing to say. And if you're trying to get up with us on a voicemail, you can call at 641-715-3900, extension 33271#. And you can leave your comments there just as a young guy did. And, again, did you hear that message, Ashley, about what the guy was saying?
No, I missed that one.
Well, basically how it went was his friend, he has a roommate, that's messing with a girl he's been messing with that's not really up to par, not up to standards from what his friend sees in his eye. He said, matter of fact, his homeboy got a baby with her, and she got two other babies from another guy. And along with that, he's still running around the streets messing with another girl. And he's trying to tell his boy, don't mess with the girl no more because she ain't no good. She does you wrong. And he wants to know, what should we do? What should we say to him to get back to his friend as some advice?
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I'll let y'all go first.
Well, what I got to say is that I think they're both in the wrong because if he's supposed to be with her, he's still running around. So he can't really be upset with the girl if she's using him, if he's, you know, messing around on her. And for the female, this goes back to, have y'all ever seen Beauty Shop when the girl that was on the Cosby Show was talking about, if a guy want to pay my bills, I'm going to let him pay my bills?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that? See, that's what females, like, that's what they're doing today. They're like, well, if somebody wants to take care of them, they're, you know, they're going to do it. But like I said before, it all goes back on independence. You know, you got to learn how to be independent.
Yeah.
Excuse me, all. I'm going to have to call the show back momentarily. I'm trying to get my luggage because I did just touch down like 2-3 minutes ago. So I will call the show back.
Okay, then.
All right. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
Yeah, but like
that's
I was
how
saying.
I about that.
Hmm? Oh, that's what you got to say about that?
Yeah.
To me, yes, he is wrong. Because look, I don't know. Well, I have to take that back. I don't know. It has to be a question of, does she know that he's running around? Does he come up and say, yeah, you know, I'm going to be running the street? Because if he told her that and she acknowledged that, it flips back on her.
She probably doesn't care because he's spending his money on her.
Yeah. To me, I think, you know, his voice sounds concerned. And you know who I'm talking about. This seems like it just came right back to me, like in the mirror. You know who I'm talking about down here in Greensboro that had that same issue messing around. And I said the same thing. She wasn't no good. She's trying to use him. But to me, I mean,
if he wanted to leave, he was strong enough to leave. Like, it seems like they're both comfortable with the way things are going. He's comfortable giving her his money, and she's comfortable giving him what he wants. So it's like mutual but unspoken, basically.
Yeah. And back on the guy himself, he know what he want to do. I mean, like you said, if he want to leave, he'll leave. So for his homeboy, Johnson, out there, the only thing I can tell you is this, man. You can pray, but I know you want to do more than that. All thing you can do is this. You can sit there and talk to him one-on-one. You can point him out to different options in his life, but it still might not work because I did the same thing for my friend. We was going to go up to D.C., look for a job for Borders and Customs for the United States. And they had a job for him because he liked messing with animals. They was looking like paying him like $35,000, $40,000. But you know what he did? Ask me what he did, Chef.
What'd he do?
And he turned it down. He didn't even want to go up to D.C. with me. But I told him this like a week or two in advance. Told him to fill out the app. I pointed out the stuff. I told him to go back up to A&T, the career services, so they can work on your resume. Because he didn't have a strong resume. They can do magic. You got to think career services out there. They can do magic. So anyway, every day, closer to that day we had to leave to get there on Saturday, he was like, man, I'm going to try to do this. And just kept getting more depressed like it was on a decline. Finally, on Friday, he told me he ain't going to go. Talking about, well, I'll go next time. It ain't no next time. Like, you don't mess with no government, not the federal government, when you're trying to get a job. You know how hard that is.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
So they were offering jobs on the spot, apparently, from what they were saying. But it was so many people came. But I think they were still offering jobs on the spot on particular stuff, like Border Patrol. There's different parts of Border Patrol. When you mess with those animals, you'll probably be in a different division. They were offering people jobs on the spot. All they had to do was take a test, and that was it. And he turned down $35,000 to $40,000 off gate because of the girl. Because the girl told him, this is what her little thing, because he's got a weak mind. And guys out here, y'all got to stop having weak minds. He was basically saying, oh, man, I don't know what to do. She said, well, you shouldn't leave. You shouldn't leave your mama like that. Now, you in the area where he lives. You know, I'm not going to give out the area, but it's in the 910 area. And he was like, what you mean? Say, your mama might be worried about you. Say, my mama's back home in 910. I'm up in the 336. And she said, well, I'll be missing you. I won't have no one to wrap my arms around. Now, he told me he didn't like her like that, but yet they got up together. And see, that was a bad decision on his part because the job that he's currently working, it don't pay nowhere near that amount. And they wasn't in love. It was just basically like you say, see, someone's going to take care of her needs because the boy taking care of her babies, cooking her food, everything.
Yeah, she's trying to get him to stay for her own personal benefit.
Yeah. And that's what happened to the last one he was with, because through that point, I was working with the boy. I was like a coach to him. I was like, hey, go talk to any woman. But, you know, I was like, man, you need better. You don't need to be groping around. It's too much to live for.
Let me say this real quick. I want to respond to, what was his name, Johnson, about his
friend?
What he needs to do to help his friend out. If he sees that his friend keeps following his same path and dating these females that ain't no good for him, I mean, if he knows somebody that could be good for his friend or something like that, help him out, you know what I'm saying? Find a girl that at least knows where she's going, have a job. Find him a girl that has a job, because basically that's the only way that he's going to keep his money and not have to worry about things like that.
Yeah, that's true. But with the guy that, in particular in this area, that was the same thing. He got up with the girl before this girl he's with now. Then basically she used him to a point where he had no more money because he was a student. And once that money ran out, she left. Now, in this case, he has a job. So you're probably wondering when she's going to leave. Well, she's in school as well, too. So we got a theory. The girl's going to probably leave either when she finds another sucker that's better than him, or when it's time for her to graduate and they offer her a job somewhere else in the United States.
I just think that these guys are too weak. They're looking for somebody to hold them down, but it's like they're paying them to hold them down. They're always giving them things. You can't do that at first. If you like somebody, you got to learn to get to know them. You can't just, if they know you're going to spend your money on them, like, first time y'all meet or something like that, they're going to keep on milking you for what you're worth. And they're going to milk you until they leave you dry, and then they're going to move on.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true right there. And, I mean, to those guys out there, if y'all listen to me, y'all got to value yourself for real, because a woman's not going to be there to be like, I'm going to put value. You have to already have that value ready for you. You have to be value. You have to look at yourself. You can't look at this. So that was another problem with the flaw. He was getting these type of women because he felt like that's the only type of women he can get, these low-budget chicks that would use him. And that's another problem in our society.
Men need to learn to step stepped his game up. Because if it was me, I'm not, I think it's such a turnoff for a guy to try to come up and do all these things, like try to pay, do stuff for you. Like, I had a guy offer to pay, get me a car and pay my insurance. That to me seems like that's very, you seem very desperate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even your girl yet, and you're trying to do all these things. That's something that you should try to hold on. You shouldn't even try to get nobody a car unless you're married and you're trying to help or something like that. But not even dating. I mean, these guys, it's like they have low self-esteem that they feel that they have to buy a woman's love. Or females the same way, and I just think that we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that stage.
Yeah, that's for real. I mean, there's a lot of sisters out there be talking like that. I don't know if you looked to the last show, but the girl asked me, I was messing around with her, we did our stuff. She turned and asked me to give her $500 worth of school clothes. What? She told me, if you love me, like, I even go with the girl, so how did I come out the gate like that?
And that's another thing, the love that comes into the picture too early. That's the thing that destroys our relationships.
Yeah.
I've seen somebody get a piece of the booty if they think it's love. No, it's lust. Get it right. There's a difference.
Yeah. To me, I think, honestly, if people could start taking this step while I'm about to lift, they're going to say I'm crazy for saying this, but it actually works. If you can approach a lady, woman, female, whoever, and you tell her your intentions, like, look, I like you, but I don't want to go with you, but I would like to stay intimate with you. She either going to say yes or no, and you never know. She might be down for the same thing. Don't put no emphasis on making it seem like y'all going to be in a relationship after two. You should let her know right off gate from
exactly.
The cold start.
People are so scared to do that. They're so afraid of being rejected that they want to beat around the bush. You can't do that. You got to keep it real with the person because you don't want to go in for something and they're coming into the relationship or whatever it is for another reason. You want to make sure you're on the same page because if you're not there for the same thing, what's the point of being together? It's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's true because a lot of people like that. I remember this one girl. She was up here. She's still up here. She was about to move in with a man. You know, I don't approve of that shacking up stuff because, I mean, things can happen. That's what happened to my last boy. It was hell. So right before they moved in, they broke up. And then she got it with another dude within a month. I'm like, man, I thought y'all supposed to be love. You know, that person been all looking at like, we celebrate that one-year anniversary, and then this happened. Well, now, what if y'all move in? That would be so awkward.
Moving in can make a relationship. That can really test your relationship because you're around the person all the time. You have to live with them and see their ways, the ways that you've never seen. So that's like a step that you have to be ready for. You can't just be together for a couple months and be like, oh, yeah, let's move in together or stuff like that. No, you have to, I don't know, it's just, that's just a level that you have to be ready for. And most people that move in together aren't ready for that level. That's why most people break up.
Yeah. Because as the U.S. statistics stated, you know, divorce rates are lowering down, but the reason why is people have gave up and get married. They just say, hey, let's shack up. You know, that's going to be the best thing for us. That's the closest we're going to get. And some ladies think, well, if I shack up with this guy, the next step is marriage, of course. I got a dude that I associate with. He told me, yeah, we shack up. She had to pay bills, but I'm not getting married. I'm not even having kids. I was like, dang. Now,
that's
I said,
another thing. They not communicating. He's in there. He's in that relationship thinking that, you know, no marriage. She's probably in the relationship thinking, yes, we're going to get married one day. We're going to have kids and all that. That's where the lack of communication come in.
Yeah, I mean, you got to let people know up front. Like, well, it's like, what if you win a lot of money, you know, the lottery? Because everyone talk about the lottery all the time in North Carolina. It ain't pay out much because people can't really win. Don't get nothing out of it. But anyway, it was like, if I did get the money, because the dude, another guy, foreigner, was like, won't you take your woman out and y'all see the world together happily? He said, hell no, man. I leave her right there where she at. And I run off with the money to the islands. I'm like, damn. I'll tell myself, the point is, why would you be with her if you feel this way?
I think people are shaking together. It's like kind of like a halfway house or maybe like just like a dorm. You're somewhere, it's like, you left home, but you're not ready to get out there on your own yet, like, to really step up as an adult. So I think, like, people just shack up so they can, you know, they have somewhere they can go and stay and lay their head, but any other time they're out doing their thing, whether they're with their person or not, or they're cheating or whatever they're doing, I think that's why they just looking for a place to stay, that's all.
I think that's the same case with Johnson, his boy. It's like that, too, because it seems like the girls at the place, because they got a kid, and the kid's trying to make the mama seem like she's a queen or whatever. He didn't go in much detail about the woman. That would have helped us out a little bit better. But it's like people just gave up, and you can't be like that. If you got your mind like, I'm going to lose, because I was dating a girl that was thinking like that. Like, I was like, how do you feel about your certain grades who was in school? And she was like, oh, well, I don't have to take this class. I said, you made a D, though. How you feel? I don't care. And you got an attitude about your own grades. These grades, yeah, I know people be like, well, I took it in the past. They ain't going to face me. It will face you now because, as you see, it's hard enough to get jobs today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on that note right there, people got to stop giving up. Because if you start out on a good note and you tell people your intentions, that makes everything so clear and easy. But people want to do it the other way around, try to have a hidden agenda, and that's people, no good.
I just think people need to step up their game. Like, they have low self-esteem. They need to up that, because it's just so pitiful to see our brothers and our sisters out there, and they have low self-esteem. They just go for anything. It's like, okay, well, I'll do all this for this person. It's not going to buy you love. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, she's happy. What are you? You're drained, no money,
mm-hmm.
Not loved or anything. We just got to up our game. We go to other people and we try to give them money so they can boost our self-confidence and our self-esteem. But really, you can't. They can't do that. You have to do that to yourself. You have to do that for yourself, because if not, you want to be a doormat for the rest of your life. So you got to speak up.
This is how my Uncle Sam is, because he did the same thing. He burned a hole in his pocket and stuff. So I would just like, come on, Uncle Sam, you know, it'd be all right. Ain't that right, Uncle Sam? He got mad. He cussed me out. I'm like, damn. So, I mean, people, on that note right there, you got to take these lessons. I want y'all to jot down these key notes right here. Get a pen, get a paper, get wherever you got to. Get your keyboard, get your laptop, whatever. This is what you need to jot down. Be honest with the person. Be straightforward with the person. Because if they're not down for what your intentions are, then you should not be with that person. Second of all, don't half-step in a relationship. If you want something, y'all need to work on it together, because y'all might be on two different levels. To me, if you can meet at each other's level, y'all can move on to the next step and the next step and the final step or whatever you want it to be. That can be from being together for the rest of your life, or, you know, having a personal relationship, somewhat, not a marriage, but, you know, some people do it, as we see in the U.S. statistics. And with that, pick up your standards, guys. Ladies, pick up your standards. If you can have standards, realistic standards, no fantasy island shit, because that's not real, such as, you know, 6'7", 6-figure salary, this and that. Be realistic about the intrinsic values or the intangible values of, if he's a good person, will he take care of me and the family? Will he love me, or will she be there? Will she be honest with me? Will she support me when I'm down? Because you got some people to look out for themselves. As you know, today we're living in a world of individual versus collectivism, as such as Japan. Japan is a unit. They work together. China works together. United States is like all about me, all about me. Not everyone's like that, but that's generally how our culture is. And we need to get out of that stage right there in our relationships, okay? I mean, you can still make your money, but don't be trying to bring it home like, oh, this is for me, not you. You know, it's supposed to be together. You're supposed to build it together. And, Shell, do you have any final thoughts?
I want to say that, to add to that list, we have to learn to compromise because, like we said, this was about the perfect person. There is no perfect person. There, you have to learn to take the good with the bad. So you have to learn to compromise with that. And I think that's basically about it. I had something else to say, but I lost my thought. But, yeah, that's what I want to say. And, we just got to learn that. I keep losing what I'm going to say, but it has to do with how, to add to that list, it was when you need to go, when you're trying to take that next step, you can't, you know, you make sure you sit down with your partner, whether it's a couple weeks after, you know, you made that move or a couple months, it depends on the pace of your relationship. Sit down and talk and ask where you want to go, what's the next step that you want to take in your relationship. So you both will know, so one person won't be like, okay, we're getting married soon, and the other person will be like, I ain't marrying this chick. So sit down every so often and let each other know what's going on, where is it going, where is it not going. That's all I have to say.
That's so true right there. Unfortunately, Ashley didn't make it back in time, but I want y'all to do something for me. This is what I want y'all to do. This is some homework. I want y'all to think about what we say. Go back and listen to the first show. Call 641-715-3900, extension 33271, pound. Give us some thoughts. Tell us your situation. You and me got to tell us your name if you don't want to, okay? And tomorrow we're going to come back here at 6 o'clock, and we're going to talk about a personal show that I think is good because I've been doing some research, a lot of research about this subject. The subject is what is a strong woman. I hear a lot of sisters, I hear a lot of young sisters say, I'm strong. But really, what is strong? I don't hear a lot of people questioning that when a lady says, I'm strong. What is strong? Hey, I'm going to blow your mind. Shell's going to blow your mind too. But till then, y'all enjoy yourselves and have a great weekend and come back tomorrow and we're going to sum it up with you with the strong. I'm going to leave y'all out with a little bit of music here.